It's the Edinburgh Man Podcast. It's podcast number 263. So many annoying things are going on at the moment. I'm very uncomfortable and I don't know what I'm doing. I forgot to charge up the iPad, which is what I normally use to record the podcast. So I'm having to use my MacBook. My MacBook's all been entirely reinstalled in the last couple of days, so I don't have any of the right software for whatever reason. I can't hear my voice in the headphones. I can see that there's a waveform on the computer, so I know it's recording. So really, oh dear, I'd know what's going on. And because I'm not using the iPad, I can't do this as live. So I'm going to have to record my little voicey bit and then stop and then stick the music in and then record again. And it's just going to be all horrible and uncomfortable and stilted. So apologies for that. But like I say, at least there is a podcast. You haven't had one for 2 weeks, and I'll explain a little bit why after Backwards Forward Dance by Gummidge.
Oh,
Right, you heard Backwards Forwards Dance by Gummidge. That's from the album, or there are other a split 7 single with Shifting. And if you go to Gummidge, gummidge.bandcamp.com, you can get it there. Yeah, you can get a digital one, and you can also order the 7 single if you want for €7. And then from Galway, and then after that, from Edinburgh, I played Passion Pusher, who I first played in the podcast ages ago. He's got a new album out, a song by Toad Records, but luckily it's just as crazy as ever, called Life in the Aquarium, and the track I played was Socky Hall Street. This sounds really weird. I can't really hear what I'm saying. I don't actually know. I'm wearing headphones. Why am I even wearing the headphones? I can't even hear my own voice through them, so I probably shouldn't even be wearing them. It's just making everything really muffled. So 2 weeks ago, there was no podcast because I came down with an awful sort of throat infection and couldn't really do the show. Last week, I got all the music ready to do the show. In fact, the music that I'm doing tonight is the music I got ready for last week. And then I took my Mac into the Apple store, and then they kept it for 2 days. So I couldn't do any work, and I couldn't do any podcast-related stuff. And then it was the weekend, and you know what? As you will have no doubt noticed, I'm finding it almost impossible, with having two small children, to do a podcast on a regular basis. With one, it wasn't so bad. I seemed to actually, with one, especially when he was like between 0 and 1 year old, I had loads of free time because Dr. Nick was feeding him a lot, and I was sort of twiddling my thumbs. Well, obviously, I couldn't do that bit myself. So it seemed like it was really easy to do a podcast, but with two, it's very tricky. So yeah, that's kind of another reason why. But yeah, so sore throat, and then the Mac was... I noticed in the last few weeks, I got a bit lazy in terms of cleaning the Mac screen, so I had left it for about a month, and then I started to wipe the grime off it, and realised there were scratches underneath the grime, and there was loads of scratches, and then I realised there was like loads of these spreading sort of scratches and stuff from around the webcam and stuff, so it was somewhat disturbing. I've only had it for a couple of years, and I didn't know what I'd done to it, so I took it into the store. Turns out, there's a special secret replacement program, and I got a brand new screen. The whole front of the computer was replaced. Should have cost me £600, even though it was out of warranty, apparently. Yeah, there was some quality control issues, so they said, so they gave me a new one. But now, of course, I don't want to touch it at all, and then sort of USB drive that I have Velcroed with sticky Velcro onto the back of the, onto the lid of the computer. I haven't dared put that back on, nor do I have a Space Invaders sticker covering the Apple logo. So, yeah, I now don't want to, now I kind of feel like I've got a brand new machine, I don't want to touch it. So anyway, but it works now. But obviously I took the opportunity to wipe the whole lot and reinstall it because it was getting a bit full. So that's why I don't have any of the right software installed. So, oh dear, I hope I've got the right stuff to do the upload to the blog after I record this. Right, anyway, so there'll be rambling nonsense, and there'll be some music. This is Pol Pot, well, not the Pol Pot, at least I hope not, and Back to Nowhere.
Where you are.
from Spain, that's Pol Pot, and the album is The Paradox of the Double Bind, and the track I played was Back to Norway. You can get that at polpotholemystery.bandcamp.com, and I think there's another place where you can get it, which, is it that one? No, there is another place where you can get it, as if I click on this one. No, oh yes, it's on Go Mongo Records, so to go to gomongorecords.bandcamp.com and you can probably get the 7-inch single there. I'm hoping you can get it there. I've clicked on it now and it sells me, it's €10, and a maxi single, so that's a 12-inch single, right? Is that what a maxi single is? I think so. And oh dear, I'm absolutely shattered as well. I feel like I've been jet lagged for the last 2 months, so I am completely worn out at the moment, which is another reason why I've been rather pathetic in getting podcasts out to you. The last few days, my eyes are sore because the last few days, Edinburgh Man Jr. and I have been sorting out a massive box of Lego. For whatever reason, he's got so many Lego kits, and they've all migrated into a single box, which means it's impossible to build anything because it takes you the whole day to just find one particular piece. So we've got all of the Lego and divided it up into colours, and now we're going through all of the manuals and instruction booklets and then trying to find out the correct bricks using the colour coordinated system. So we've managed to get 2 kits out so far. I think there's about another 20 to go, which is a terrifyingly... I think maybe when's the election? There's an election in about a week and a half, or 2 weeks today, actually, I think it is. Maybe Edward Brown Jr. and I will take the whole day to go through the box because his school will be shut for the polling station. Yeah, we'll maybe do that. Anyway, I'll just get to play some music. This is O'Bree from their album, brilliantly titled Burn Bridges, Burn Pies. This is Tiny Tethers.
Oh, old son took a knee, came in naturally, but we can all agree that his fucking operation sounds like shit to me. Then it's a darling, please, pop up the find your keys, because we're breaking out the killer hounds, me day and night. A god's candlelight to my dynamite, rattling left his stain on old son's shirt. But you only make it worse when you're unrehearsed, and you recognize the book.
Take away!
That's Aubrey, and from the album Burn Bridges, Burn Pies, Tiny Tears. Have I played that before? I don't think I've played it before. I have played something from this album before, I'm sure of it. Yeah, get it at Aubrey, that's OHBRE.bandcamp.com. And you can get it there on vinyl, and it's a lovely coloured blue vinyl. It looks fantastic. Apologies if the sound on today's podcast is a bit wonky, because like I say, I'm recording it direct in the MacBook, and when I used to do that, I used to have weird sort of digitally noise sound effects and stuff underneath my vocals. So I'm sorry if that's happening. And also, when I do it on the iPad, it seems to be a lot cleaner because it doesn't have any power going into it. Hopefully you can understand me. And also, I can't hear what I'm saying because I can't listen. It says click here to start monitoring, and it just doesn't do it. Doesn't do it at all. What am I going to play next? I've got two more tracks to go. From the album No Costume, or is it? I think it's maybe a single or an EP, No Costume. I'll tell you more about it after I played The Florists and Gentle Bender. We'll be right back. from Minneapolis. That's The Florists. And the EP is called No Costume, which you can get on cassette. I've clicked on the buy button. That's not the right one. Theflorists.bandcamp.com. It's a 4-track cassette, as you can get for $7. The digital one is $5. And like I say, theflorists.bandcamp.com. It looks fantastic as well. It's all purple. The cassette, that is. Let's just play some more music. And then we'll call it a day. This is from the album Saint Molly. This is Fox Academy and Cop Like Go. It's on Zed Tapes, a wonderful record label, which you can get a hold of if you go to zedtapes.bandcamp.com. If you're in the States, obviously the Z Tapes. They're from Bratislava. And they put out so many great releases. So this one came out April 2017, so that's not that long ago, right? This is Fox Academy from the album Saint Molly.
Pull the blinds up, it's bright. Always talk so polite.